Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
With you today, and it is officially summer. I hope that all of your summers are off to an amazing start. I know that for working parents, summer is a big transition because kids are no longer in school all day and your routine has changed, and that can be really challenging. And so I've been getting a lot of questions about how to manage your time now that your kids might be home and have different hours, and how to make the summer fun for them without losing all of your work. So we will definitely be talking about that later on in the show. I do have our first caller already. Stacy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Stacy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia.
And how can I help you today?
You were talking about the kids being at home on school break, and the thing that I'm most concerned about are these antipsychotics that they're giving the kids, like candy. And wherever we have a mass shooting or suicide or homicide, meds seem to be at the scene of every crime, but nobody talks about the epidemic of these drugs. They talk about the opiate epidemic only because it's right in your face. You can't ignore it. But a lot of people are going to be dying from these antipsychotic drugs. And
Stacey,
nobody's talking
Stacey,
about it.
I have to interrupt you for one second. Tell me how this is impacting Stacy's life.
My fiance died in 30 days from a 30-day sample of Abilify. It killed him in 30 days. So it affects me. I end up developing PTSD because of it. And all I do pretty much is research these drugs, these poison prescriptions that are on TV and at every mass shooting or suicide. It's almost obsessive compulsion. I can't stop it. And these drugs are in my face every day. I can't watch TV. I can't read a magazine. I can't listen to a radio without some pharmaceutical company pushing the new disease and the new cure for that disease. And it's bothering me. It's bothering me because I just don't know where this country is headed at, because greed has pretty much taken over. Anytime a country would experiment on kids and give them crystal meth in a pill and call it ADHD medication, they're capable of anything. So how does it bother me? It bothers me every time I watch TV. It bothers me every time I see a kid and, you know, they're popping some freaking pill. It bothers me. I don't know.
It bothers you, but, you know, you've called me before, and my concern is how we get you over the hump, because what I've noticed is that this has been going on for years. What year did your fiancé die?
2010.
Okay, so it's been 6 years now.
Yeah.
And what exactly have you done in those 6 years to progress away from focusing on his death and how he died?
Well, I like yesterday I was at the Russell building on Capitol Hill. Public Citizens invited me to a hearing on safeguards for the public and you know, new policies that we can put forward. So I've been focusing more my attention on more of the criminality of these drugs that are going out, and the politicians that that form these laws to push these drugs out and protect the pharmaceutical company. So I pretty much spend most of my time watching them, watching how they vote, and warning the public.
Do you think are you affecting change?
I hope to God I am. I'm trying to turn my pain into purpose. So even if I save one person or warn one person before they give their kid a schizophrenic drug or a drug that's used or sold on the streets with crystal meth and crack and heroin, before I let them give them that drug,
I remember that you have your own daughter as well, right?
Yes.
How old is she?
She just turned 18. Actually.
Okay, and how's she doing?
18. She's doing great. She just started her first summer job. She's excited about that. And she just got back from Paris. She sings in the choir, the women's choir at school, and they took a trip overseas. So she's doing well, actually.
Okay. And how do you think your obsession with this issue affects her?
How does it affect her? That's a pretty good question. It's not that I'm obsessive compulsive about it, but I am very cautious, and she's very cautious too. She's very skeptical of any drug that she takes. So if anything, I've educated her on, you know, before we take anything, let's look at the side effects. And she was suffering from acne, and the doctor had prescribed her medication for it. She looked up the side effects to it, and she said, well, I'd rather have the acne than have an addiction or go crazy.
Okay, so, and do you think that was a good choice for her?
Was it a good choice? We're going to try it. If it gets bad, but it's not bothering her enough to want to take medication for it. I'll tell you that.
Okay, because obviously not all medication is bad. You were, you and your family were victim of a terrible tragedy, but there are some medications in her life she might end up needing, and we don't want to make her phobic of all medications, of course.
No, I'm against mass drugging people for profit. Giving non-schizophrenic people schizophrenic drugs, I'm against that. I'm not anti-pharmaceutical.
How are you financially supporting yourself? Since so much of your work sounds like it's advocacy, how are you financially supporting yourself?
Actually, my fiance loved me in life and in death, and he took care of me. So I basically bought his office building, and I bought some residential properties, and I rent them out so that I am free to stay home and do what I want to do, what I love to do, and that's advocacy work.
Okay. So tell me, in terms of your advocacy work, what could get it to the point where it's a healthy relationship with advocacy, but it doesn't take over your life? Because as you said, you become obsessive over this. You can't even watch TV. I imagine it prevents you from getting into another healthy relationship, no?
I've dated one guy after that, but it's difficult to get into a relationship when you're hung on a relationship that you're constantly reminded of every day how he died. When you turn on the TV or open a magazine and there's Abilify or Cymbalta or an Ambien or, you know, some pain pill, and all of these drugs his doctor gave him to counter the side effects.
And Stacey, no one is taking away the tragic nature of how your fiance died. I am so sorry. We've talked about it in the past now for a couple of years. You've called my show, and I feel terribly that you and your daughter were victim of this. It's awful. Now, my concern is for your future, because you deserve the happiest life possible, and this tragedy was 6 years ago. So we can't rewrite your history, but we can write your future. So how will we write your future? What do you want that to look like?
I don't know. Right now, I'm pretty content, and I know it's a lonely life, but I'm pretty content going to the hill and testifying on the hill and spreading my my story. It's the only thing that makes me happy, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Well, it seems even when you're explaining it to me, it sounds like you're getting a little sad even saying that.
Yeah, that's the PTSD.
I don't know if it is, or I don't know if it is. Are you seeing a therapist?
No. No, I don't. I got diagnosed with PTSD, and I didn't believe that diagnosis because I thought it was just for, you know, people in combat. I thought it was the hero's disorder. I've never been in combat, but actually it's about trauma.
And what's happening for you is that every day you're hit with triggers, which are triggering your PTSD. And so I think that the thing that's next that's going to get you to living your life more fully is therapy, having someone to talk to on a weekly basis. And you said that financially you're in a comfortable spot. So I would recommend to you that you start seeing someone every week. I'm sure your fiance would be thrilled if he were here today knowing that you're giving yourself that gift.
Yeah. I probably do better with group therapy. I'm just so turned off to these drug-dealing doctors right now.
Therapists, only psychiatrists prescribe drugs. Therapists are not allowed to prescribe drugs.
I mean, a general practitioner.
A therapist who does not prescribe drugs, one who's not licensed to, would probably be your best bet. Talk therapy is what I recommend for you. Thank you for calling, Stacey, and we will be right back after the commercial break. Please stay tuned.
I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars. We'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Very vibrant Facebook community at facebook.com/Samantha Edis and also on Twitter at Samantha Edis. And I hope that you are already signed up for my free weekly newsletter. Every Thursday I share what I call a 10-minute fix of work-life balance tips, stories, and links to three or four of my favorite articles or videos from the week, curating them for you. And one of the things we've been talking about is how summer changes so fast our relationship with our work and our kids, and what we can do to make it as successful as possible. And one of the things that is so important is to really focus on how we set our boundaries. So for example, if you have one or two or three or many kids who are already are not in camp, there are certain days when there's breaks between school and camp, or maybe they're home for the summer, maybe they're working, maybe they're just hanging out, it makes it really difficult sometimes to set your own boundaries. When you're at the office, you feel guilty because you know they're home alone. When you are at home, you feel frustrated because you can't get your work done. So it's really critical to do what one of my favorite parenting experts, Robin Burr, calls forecasting. And forecasting basically means that you are, you know, focused on telling your children, I will be home at 5 o'clock today, or I will be opening my home office door at 5 o'clock. If there's an emergency before that, please knock on my door. Otherwise, please entertain yourselves and I will be out at 5 and we're gonna do something really fun at 5 o'clock, and then telling them what that is. And there's really no better time to create rituals than the summer. In the summer, we can do things like picnics in our own backyard on Thursday nights, or a stroll after dinner, or trying a new, you know, cuisine every Tuesday, or Saturdays for fun. One day we'll go to the zoo and one day we'll go to an amusement park, and finding activities that the whole family can look forward to. And for those that have been listening to my show for a while, you will know that there is nothing more important than making the time with your kids count. It's not necessarily about how much time you spend with your kids. It's about what you do with it. And we've had a number of callers on this show who work exceptionally hard. We've had a single mom who called because she works 6 days a week from the start crack of dawn till when her kids are asleep. And when I asked her what she does with that one day on Sundays, she explained that she's too tired to do anything, so they sit in bed and watch TV or watch movies. And so we talked about what that felt like for her kids and how they only get one day with their mom, and how their life would change if on Mondays she announced to her kids what they were going to do together on Sunday. Imagine what that would be like for her children if every Monday she called them or she talked to them on the phone for when they got from home from school and she said, guess what next Sunday activity is going to be? We are going to have a picnic and play wiffle ball and whatever it might be. Or we're going to go to the movies and have pizza. Kids like to know what they can look forward to, just like we do. Half of the enjoyment of any activity for adults or kids is the anticipation. So it's our job then to figure out how we can make that anticipation as grand and fun as possible. And one of the ways to stay bonded with your children all week long is to tell them what you're going to do together when you get back from the business trip, or when you get back from the business trip, or when you, you know, have one of those weeks when you're just at the office till late into the night. And so it's really, really critical that we are always thinking ahead for our kids and really forecasting the future. And so whatever you can do to make that meaningful connection to your kids, even when you are not at home, is really essential. I've had parents I've worked with who've had to go away for 2 straight weeks, and they keep in contact with their kids through FaceTime or through calling or through notes that they've left them. But it's not essential that you talk to your child every day, especially if there's another parent at home. But what is essential is that you are saying, I can't wait until I get home and we have another amazing experience together, and I am going to take you to watch airplanes take off at the airport, or I am going to take you to explore Chinatown. Whatever it is, kids just want to know they're doing something with you, and that keeps you connected the whole time. So when people know what they can expect, they do better, right? It's like when you're at work and your boss never tells you what the expectations are or what's coming down the pipe, you feel out of sync and you feel unhappy and you feel frustrated. But when you know there's a goal, you do better. We all work far better with a goal. Now, let's talk about goals for a second, right? Goals are essential for keeping us going. When we're younger, our goal is to get good grades and to graduate from middle school and graduate from high school. And then your goal might be to get into a great college. And then your goal might be to get that job. And then your goal might be to get married, right? Or to have kids. But then at a certain point, we lose sight of our goals. And so as adults, the thing you really want to do is make sure that you continue to make those really essential goals. And a goal, the most successful kind of goal to create, is not a goal that's so gigantic that you can't reach it, right? If I'm 25 years old and my dream is to play in the NBA, but I've really never even played basketball, it's never going to happen, right? So that's what I would call an unrealistic goal. But if your goal is to transition from corporate America to being a chef, that is a goal you can really make happen. But just having that big goal is not good enough. Instead, it's, I want to take cooking classes on the side of my corporate job. I want to learn to make 5 dishes exceptionally well. Those are goals that you can actually achieve. And so when you set a goal, you want to make sure it's something achievable. And small goals get us to those big dreams. So you want to be setting those small goals along the way. It's just like health, right? More than 95% of dieters gain the weight back. So I always say, what's the point of going on a diet? There literally is none. The only point is to change your diet completely and to make sure that you're eating healthily, but still enjoying food and still enjoying dessert when you want. And so there's a way to do that. But if you say, I'm suddenly going to only eat grapefruit, you're going to gain the weight back. Instead, if you say, I'm going to start walking 2 days a week, that's an achievable goal that you can achieve, rather than going from zero to I'm going to work out 6 days a week. You will fail at that goal. So the best thing you can do is to set small, achievable goals. And then once you pass them, you get to make the next goal. And that's how goal setting really works. And that's how you'll thrive. We'll be right back after the commercial break. Please stay tuned. I know you're inside, you're feeling so hollow.
This is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hello and welcome back. I am your host, Samantha Edith, and we talk on this show about every issue having to do with work and life and being an employee and managing an employee and everything in between, relationships and parenting and health and happiness and success. And I received an email yesterday from a woman named Jane, and she asked me a really great question, and I wanted to share it with all of you. Here is what she wrote. She wrote, "Hi Sam, I have a question for you. I've recently had to introduce another new nanny, and I've had to field an ongoing series of questions from my son on why I'm the only mom in our town who works. How do I answer? I don't want him to think I'm choosing work over him, and I don't want to make it about material things. Any suggestions?" Now, I love this question because she is the last person in the world that should be apologizing to her son. Why? Well, a mom like this is a role model for her child, and having financial independence is the best kind of role model you could have. Seeing a parent work hard to achieve what you have in your home and the kind of lifestyle you have, and to see that a parent is passionate about their work, there is no better lesson. In fact, there was a study, and there's actually been many studies that back this up, that the best kind of parents are working parents. But there was recently a study that showed that girls, daughters of working moms, earn almost 20% more as adults than daughters of stay-at-home moms. And sons of working moms are far more likely to help in the home. Now, this is incredible because if you think about it, what is your job as a parent, right? Your number one job is to protect your children. But beyond that, it's to lead them towards having an independent, full, and successful life. Now, do we want to raise children who are looking at a model of complete dependence when they see their parent? No, right? We want to show them two parents, ideally, who are fulfilled and happy and passionate about what they do outside of the home. Now, there was an amazing article yesterday about a woman named Kim in Detroit. And Kim discovered, with the help of the people who are working for her, she discovered that there were 10,000 rape kits in Detroit that had never, ever been touched. Now, I read this, and I read this article in Elle magazine about her, and I thought to myself, now, what if Kim had just decided randomly that she was going to stay home to raise her kids and not be part of the workforce? Imagine how many lives would be cheated out of Kim's work. And so that's the kind of thing that we need to be thinking about. We need to be thinking about how we are giving to the world outside of our four walls, because there arguably is nothing more important. So you might not be, you may not be a prosecuting attorney in Michigan like Kim Worthy was, and not be able to uncover 10,000 rape kits. But what you are doing is you're contributing to the world and the workforce. Now, when women, young women, go to work every day, and they don't see women who are older than them in their workplace, who they can look to as guides, who they can look to as role models, they suffer. And the possibility that they will stay in the workforce and thrive also suffers. So no matter what field you are in, you are helping all of humanity, all of womankind. You are helping everyone. You're helping the little people in your home. You're helping your marriage thrive, because the person you were when your partner married you is the same person you will be if you are working and excited and passionate. And what happens to your marriage when you suddenly leave the workforce and stay home is that you talk a lot more about feeding schedules and play dates and a lot less about the world around you. And so what I would say to Jane is that she is truly one of the best role models her child could hope to have. She's earning money for the family, and she should face her child head on and say, you know what? I work because I'm passionate about what I do. I love what I do, and I hope one day you're going to find something that you love to do for work. And on top of it, the nice things that you see around us, mommy and daddy work really hard for them. And that's really important. And I hope that one day you work hard in a job that you love. Now, the worst thing that Jean could do, and it sounds like she might already be doing this, which has contributed to the question, is to say to her son, "I'm so sorry mommy has to go to work." I've seen this time and again with families I work with. When a parent apologizes, it's always the mother, by the way, when a mother apologizes to their child for working, they are saying to their child, "My work is not that important, and I feel badly too, and I feel guilty too." And then instead of being proud of their parents' work, they feel badly. Now, I'll tell you a little funny anecdote. The other day, my son and I were in a store after we took him for pizza, and then we went into a store, and who do we bump into in this store but Martha Stewart? And we bumped into her. I took a picture of her and my son. I told her about my new book that's coming out in 3 months, The Pie Life, and she said, "I'd love to read it." And I said, "Well, I happen to have a galley on me," and I gave her a copy of the book before it comes out. And she said she can't wait to read it. So it was all in all an amazing, amazing coincidence that we ran into her, and we made the most of it. We get back in the car, and my husband said to my son, who's 5, said, "Bowen, do you know who that was? That was Martha Stewart. She's an incredible businesswoman." And Bowen, without skipping a beat, said, "Is she as good a businesswoman as mom?" And I thought that was like obviously the sweetest thing. But imagine how Bowen would see my career if every day when I went to work, I was going, "I'm so sorry I have to leave you today. I'm feeling terribly that I have to leave you." That would be one of the worst things I could do for Bowen, because that pride that you heard in his voice when he talked about his mom working and her business skills, that is a pride that wouldn't be there if I was apologizing. Similarly, I had a bunch of friends over for dinner a couple years ago, and one was a stay-at-home mom and one was a working mom. And the stay-at-home mom in front of all of our kids said, "What do you do?" And the working mom said, "Unfortunately, I work." Now, I happen to know this mom really well and know that she is one of the proudest people about her job. She loves her job. She would never consider not working, even if financially she could afford to. And it's a huge part of who she is. So later that night when we were alone, I asked her why she did that. And she said she just felt awkward around the stay-at-home moms and that if she apologized, it would make them more comfortable. But what she also was doing was she was apologizing in front of her own child. And so it stripped away the pride her daughter would have in her career. Whenever an author comes to my children's school to give a talk or, you know, talk about their book or do a reading, my daughter is the first to go up to her and say, "My mom is an author." And she engages them in a conversation. And it's incredible to see the pride she has in that. And it would never occur to my kids not to have big dreams. But when you are staying at home as a parent, you're saying to your kid, that's a viable career option. Yet when I talk to parents, no one wants to raise a child who would be financially dependent on their partner, because it strips you of all your power. What if you needed to leave? What if your partner dropped dead unceremoniously? There's so many possibilities of being in a situation where you are the sole breadwinner. And in more than 50% of marriages with kids, the marriage either falls apart or a partner drops dead or gets injured or loses their job. And so often the person who thought they were just going to be staying home is forced by circumstances to go back to the workforce. And if they haven't worked in 10 years, it's almost impossible to get their job back. In fact, the statistics show that if a woman leaves the workforce for just 1 year, she loses 18% of her future earnings forever. If she leaves the workforce for 3 years, she loses 38% of her future earnings. So what does that say? What does that say to us, right? That means that we have to have some serious thought about how we talk to women who are pregnant. When the next time you see a pregnant woman, the last thing you want to do is to say to a pregnant woman, "What are you going to do after you have the baby?" It should be understood that she will be going back to work, because that's the best decision for her mental health, for her happiness, for her feeling of fulfillment, but also for her family's financial stability. We are about to go to a commercial break. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back after the commercial break, and you can always reach me all week long on Twitter at Samantha Edith. Stay tuned for more.
We fell in love as the leaves turn brown, and we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Hello and welcome back. I am your host, Samantha Edith, and I am thrilled to be with you today. Right now, we have our next caller on the line. Derek, are you with us?
Oh, yes, Ms. Edith.
Hi, Derek. So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
And how can I help you today?
Well, I have a question. I'm a single dad, a single parent, and I've got a son who's 5, and I'm having a very hard time with him right now in terms of his ability to sleep alone in the bed, and also he has a hard time because he really is a bedwetter, and he has a hard time dealing with, you know, wearing a diaper at night, and just the whole sleep issue has become very serious, and it's sort of ruining his time during the day because he's exhausted.
Oh, I completely understand, and this is a very solvable problem, and I'm really happy you called. So one of the questions I have off the bat is he, you said you're a single dad, do you have full custody? Is he always with you, or is he going from home to home?
He's pretty much always with me.
He's always with you. Okay. So one of the things that is so critical is to think forward. So however you've been handling his bedwetting in the past is completely in the past. And right now what we're focused on is what can make him more comfortable moving forward. So tell us a little bit about his bedtime routine. What happens?
Well, normally after dinner, we play a little bit, and then I get him in bed. I give him a bath or a shower, get him in pajamas, get him in bed, and I read to him.
Okay.
And after a couple of books, finally, you know, we turn the lights out, and he doesn't have a hard time falling asleep. So I'll tell him a story. If I've done reading to him, I'll make a story up, and he'll fall asleep quickly. The problem is he either wets the bed or he doesn't want to wear a diaper. I think he feels just bad or ashamed to wear a diaper because he's 5, even though I've tried to explain to him that's not an issue. And then he wakes himself up, and then he can't go back to sleep. And he really needs me in the bed with him. So if I read to him and he goes to sleep, that's great. But as soon as he wakes up and realizes I'm not there anymore, you know, it becomes a really difficult situation.
And is that sleeping with someone in his bed, is that a pattern that he had set for him when he was younger?
Yeah, I think so. I think he was not someone who liked to sleep in the crib when he was an infant, you know, and younger, and so
yeah.
I always had him with me.
And for those listeners right now, you know, that's one of the things you really want to avoid, because as we can hear with Derek, it's really hard to break out of the routine of a child not sleeping in their own bed. And it's one of the best things, gifts you can give a child, is to say, mommy or daddy sleeps in our own bed and you sleep in your own bed and we're together during the day, or, you know, in the morning I'll be here when you wake up. That's a really important lesson. And so teaching that at 5 is obviously a bigger challenge. But let's address the bedwetting situation first. We want to erase any shame that your son has from bedwetting. It's really important that he knows that there are tons of 5-year-olds around the world who wear a diaper at night. And in fact, you can let him know that they even make diapers for some adults who have problems with bedwetting. And that will make him instantly feel better. It's not about his age. There are 7-year-olds who wear diapers. And a parent is sometimes afraid to say that because they don't want to set a pattern where their kid's going to be the 7-year-old in diapers. And your son's not going to be, especially if he can relax about it. But what you say is, listen, I remember this used to happen to me when I was a kid. So that takes the shame out of it because he idolizes his father most likely. And so what you can do is say, I remember this used to happen to me. And so what we did when I was little, and you can do this with a variety of things. This is always a great tactic with kids. This happened to me when I was younger. You know, my parents said that if I spent 5 nights in the bed with a dry diaper, I didn't have to wear a diaper at night anymore. And so then you make him in control of it. But the first thing you want to do is say, listen, this happens to some adults, that there is absolutely no shame involved. You are the best kid ever, and it has nothing to do with anything except to make you more comfortable, and I don't want you to worry about it at night.
Well, I'll tell you, there's one of the pediatricians we go to, you know, told me that he thought that my son may be doing this just to sort of keep me in the bed, and that he was doing it intentionally. By wetting the bed, it was sort of making me focus on the staying with him as opposed to leaving him.
And is it because when you're with him in the bed, he doesn't wet his bed?
You know, I'm not, because I always, after he goes to sleep, I get up. So
okay. So what does it have to do with making you not leave? Does he ever equate it with that?
Well, it makes me come back. It wakes him up and makes me come back. And when I've tried to get him to wear a diaper, and I've told him what you've said, and I wanted to ask you this. What he said to me is, well, Dad, if you wear one, I'll wear one. So I didn't know if you thought that was a good idea.
No. You say to him, well, I don't wet my pants during the middle of the night. But if I did, I would absolutely wear one. You know? So if I ever wet my bed, I will be the first one to wear a diaper at night. But there's plenty of 5-year-olds around the world. Tons and tons of 5-year-olds are wearing diapers at night, and there's nothing wrong with it. But just like you don't go to work every day, you go to school, Daddy's an adult. And so adults, you know, I'm an adult who doesn't wet my bed, so I don't wear diapers. But what your pediatrician said really concerns me, because kids are not that, you have to assume your child isn't manipulating you. And that's actually a very dangerous pattern to get into, where parents will think that anytime their kid's having a tantrum or a problem, that it's to manipulate you. It's actually to communicate something that's wrong. And it's very possible that at age 5, he doesn't have the reflexes to stop wetting his bed at night. So I would erase you from the equation and just say, we're going to wear a diaper. That's what we do. That's what the doctor said we have to do until you have 5 nights in a row. Now, in terms of sleeping with him in the bed, that's just a habit you have to end right away. So you have to say, it's, you know, when you fall asleep, Daddy goes to his own bed, because that's what healthy kids and healthy adults do. And you just keep repeating that over and over. And you can't have exceptions to it. You can't have some nights where you sleep with him. That will never, ever work. What your son probably needs is consistency and structure. And so one of the best things you can give him is to say, really honestly, when you fall asleep, Daddy always goes to his own bed, because that's where healthy adults sleep, and that's where healthy kids sleep, in their own beds.
That's right, because I have a friend who's got a son who's 15, and he's been sleeping with him since he was a baby, and he's never able to get out of that pattern.
Yeah, and that's obviously a situation you don't want to be in, right? You don't want a teenager in your bed. That's not normal or healthy. But at age 5, we really shouldn't even be showering with our kids, let alone sleeping in the same bed as them.
Right.
So, Derek, thank you so much for calling. And will you call me in a few weeks and let me know how it's going?
I will. Thank you, Ms. Edison.
Okay, great. And we will be back with you next week covering more work-life balance problems. You can always connect with me all week long on Twitter at Samantha Edis, or please join our vibrant Facebook community at facebook.com/SamanthaEdis. Be great to yourselves and great to your families. Thanks for listening.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.